Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a good day for the best of the best in gospel music. We're on the 52nd floor of Studio M12 at the Gaither Twin Towers in beautiful downtown
Alexandria.
There's
no studio.
What is this?
There's no tower? 52nd
this
floor.
This is 733rd time
it's we've a closet
gathered
in
together
here.
What for this thing called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Can't even get a light
a place
bulb
where the music has the fire, but the chatter will inspire.
I love this place.
We've gathered at Bill's Taco and Tamale Drive-By, where we find Kevy on the guacamole, Tori on the frioli.
That's me.
And Swan, he's frying some...
Oh, those quesadillas
supreme. Yeah. William's billing a triple cheesy enchilada with jalapeno.
Oh,
and that's making me hungry, so let's move along on this international.
Contagious Gratitude Day. I just want to say that gratitude will make your day.
And Bill, the king of heartburn, is eating a soft taco with one hand, got his homecoming microphone ready to go, recently awarded the El Music Con Queso Award.
He's Bill, when it comes to fine cuisine, I'm the very best I've ever seen, Gaither.
And my guest today will cook up some great gospel music. Karen Peck, Lily Knowles, Joseph Hapatank, Buddy Green.
The vocal band Wilbanks Martin's signature sound, William. It's going to be a first-class musical treat. Taste today.
Bill, we're going to go back to the prestigious Kennedy Center in Washington, one of our great tapings, and you tell them about this song.
Bread Upon the Water. I first heard it with the Imperials when that guy named Russ Taff sang with
them. Love that guy.
What a great song.
Tori.
Yes.
Here's the whole homecoming group with Sherry Easter.
Well, there are people never receiving anything from God at all. They are shaken in their But don't you waver, you keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, just keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you.
Keep on casting your bread.
And my public service announcement today is this is International Crossing Guard Appreciation Day. I love it. Those faithful men and women who make sure our kids get safely across the street. on their way home and to school. We thank you for your service to our children, and we honor you today.
This said from the king of jaywalking. I thought that was pretty appropriate there. Oh, let's go to the vocal band, Bill.
There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Listen.
There was Paul and Silas stuck down in that jail. Their hands were chained and their backs did bleed. Things weren't looking all that well. They lifted up their voices, began to sing and pray. Well, the building shook and the door swung wide, and the guards began to say, there's a whole lot of shaking going on,
going on.
There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, their faith held out and they gave a shout. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Shaking.
Gideon and 300 men, they faced a multitude. God sent them out with no swords or shields, but told them what to do. Broke those jars and let their light shine forth, and gave a mighty shout. And the enemy, struck with fear and dread, wiped each other out.
There's a whole lot of shaking going on,
going on. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, their faith held out and they gave a shout. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Shaking,
shaking,
a lot of shaking.
Now you may not have a wall of stone or an army to defeat. You may not be on your way to jail with shackles on your feet. But I bet there's something in your life that you'd like to change around. So lift up your voice, give a shout of faith, and see the power of God come down. There is a whole lot of shaking going on. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, their faith held out and they gave a shout. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, their faith held out and they gave a shout. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, their faith held out and they gave a shout. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, their faith held out and they gave a shout. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you like it or not, here we go.
What do you mean, no?
A rather sparkling award, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
The crystal carbonite connoisseurs of Carbona Cardona.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning at Carl and Carly's Caverns in Compton.
Compton.
Yep. Contrived a congratulations created above clear crystalline compost.
Of course.
Oh.
For the word of the
composite,
day.
Composite, not compost.
Oh,
there is a difference, Phil.
There is. They said their words seem fake, but to us, they're all great. We like that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, the word of the day is jollification. Jollification.
I'm still working on that compost remark.
Come on, compost. And
get on with it, Kevin.
Jollification. Oh, I'll save you the trouble here. Jollification is the eighth definite work of grace, according to Science Digest. It is the act of being happy. happy, jolly, smiling exuberance, you know. You see, the first round was regeneration, second, justification, third, the happy confession, great tribulation, glorification, then comes litigation, temptation, stagnation, exasperation, artificial respiration, Department of Education, finally we get to jollification. That's the order they come in. Is that right? Did I get that right?
That's incredible.
Constipation.
You were close. It actually does mean jolly, as in the party was designed to bring maximum jollification.
I knew I could get one right, Bill.
You were so close.
Fabulous. I don't understand.
I know.
Bill, hey, I'll give you a little bit of trivia here. I know the song we're getting ready to go to from Karen Peck and New River. We're going to play this revival tune, and I love this. It was actually recorded in the very room in which we sit, and they said, hey, we need a little guitar intro thing. We need some kind of spooky intro. And so I went in that booth right there, and this is what we came up with.
You didn't.
This is it. This is Gordon Mote and myself right there, and it is the best version of Revival.
Oh,
you're going to love
it.
Karen Peck, New River, right here on Homecoming Radio.
From far and wide, old camp meeting on the county line, 101, yeah, it feels like revival. Redback hymnals, folding chairs, canvas tin in the open air, sawdust floor and a Holy Ghost prayer, revival. Preachers preaching all day long. Riverside, muddy water and robes of white. One more sinner gonna be baptized. Revival. Old things are passed away. Go down a sinner, come up a saint. Same, the names and the place and the faces change, but one thing remains the same.
Revival.
I loved it when I'd eat with my dad. When I was growing up, we'd go to the cafeteria and we'd be going through the line, and my dad's famous phrases, everybody get your hardware. You got your hardware.
People in the back of the cafeteria holding up the hardware.
Everybody drink water. I ain't paying for tea. That's ridiculous how much they charge for tea.
One time three people brought their tea back.
That's good.
Here's triumphant. Jesus is your ticket to heaven.
Jesus. You can buy a ticket to Paris. You can buy a ticket to Rome. You can buy a ticket to Sweden.
But you can't buy a ticket to that heavenly home. You see, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Ooh, oh, Lord, it's gonna be so nice.
Be so nice.
Jesus is your ticket to heaven. And he's already paid the price. Ticket for a boat, you can buy a ticket for a plane, you can buy a ticket for a subway, but you can't buy a ticket for the heavenly train.
You see, Jesus is your ticket to heaven.
Oh, and Lord, it's gonna be so nice.
Be so nice.
Jesus is your ticket to heaven, and he's already paid the price. Give your ticket, you don't have to worry about a cancellation. You'll be traveling first class, so go ahead and make your reservation.
You see, Jesus
is your ticket to heaven.
Oh,
oh, it's gonna be so nice.
Be so nice.
Jesus is your ticket to heaven. And he's already paid the price.
You see, Jesus
is your ticket to heaven.
Ooh,
and Lord, it's gonna be so
be
nice.
So nice.
Jesus is your ticket to heaven.
And he's already paid the price. Already paid the price.
Back at Homecoming Radio. Bill, how about some pizza for lunch today?
Sounds good to me.
Well, I say that because it is International Pizza Day. Everybody loves pizza.
Yep.
Did you know the largest pizza chain is Domino's? You probably guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut's a close second. Mm-hmm. And combined, just the two of them, they have nearly 32,000 stores around the world.
Wow.
And 65 million pizzas are made every year just from those two.
Wow.
That's a lot of cheese, Bill.
That's a lot of cheese.
For Christ.
And I do love pizza.
Yep.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The Wilbanks.
I have some friends who have decided the old ways are just antiquated. This is fine if we are talking Apple and PC. But when it comes down to what's in the Bible, if it was true back then, who am I to decide? This world needs my philosophy. You can tell me old-fashioned, say I'm steeped in tradition, but when your luck runs out and your rainbow fades, I'll still be seeking my son who died for my sins. I said I must be born again. What my grandpa preached is good enough for me.
Good enough.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Question your decision. This world will try your convictions. You better know what you believe when adversity comes. There was a man who built his house on the solid rock. When the waves came crashing down, it was the only thing left standing. When the other man built on sand, you can call me old fashioned. I say I'm steeped in tradition. But when your luck runs out and your rainbow fades, I'll still be my son who died for my sins. I said I must be born again. What my grandpa preached is good enough for me.
Good enough.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now it's hard to improve on perfect love. This thing we call the gospel, there's nothing new under the sun. There's no better way.
Just still the only one way.
Hey, we got some great notes from our friends around the world. Ones like this. I've been a Gaither fan forever. During tough times, I'd sit on my patio, look to the heavens, and be blessed and encouraged by the music. You are a lifesaver for me. Thanks. That's from Judy.
I really love your program on WJCS in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Sometimes the guitars and drums are a bit much, but I love the songs and the harmony. Please keep it coming, Glenn.
This one's from Rick. He says, I work at my computer all day, and your archived programs on your website keep me encouraged and delighted. I actually sing along while I work. Thanks for the fresh air as I do my job. Thanks, Rick.
Please keep the music coming. I fell in love with it years ago, and it's still a major part of my life. I lived in Alney, Illinois for nearly 80 years, and I thought that in 1954, Bill worked at WVLN Radio in the summer. Am I right?
I did.
Roy knew that.
Roy, you were right.
That's cool.
That's incredible. It was a wonderful summer there.
And Roy, for your parting gift, we have a bar of soap we're going to be sending you
for
the correct answer there.
I remember the first time this young man came into my office and sat down on the couch and sang for the first time a song he had just written called He's Alive. I have never been so moved in my life. Listen.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear of the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, now his body isn't there. Ran toward the guard, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
A song that was an experience when I first heard it, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful time. And Phil, you got to get us out of here, okay?
All right. If you cyber surf, remember you can hear more of us online, as well as find the dates of the live homecoming concerts. You can download the free homecoming iPhone app and get the latest on the videos all at homecomingradio.com.
You'll have fun on our Facebook page, too. Click that little like button, and you can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
Some great homecoming stations in the state of New Hampshire. I'd like to name them all now. But we're going to salute them all and name about three of them, WKBK, WVFA, and WWPC. Hey, a big ol' salute!
A lot of y'all don't know that Bill is the league commissioner of the walk-only, no-jumping basketball championship game tonight. Gloria is proud of you, and you need to be there tonight to hand out the trophies.
I'll be there, and probably, she's right, there won't be a whole lot of jumping going on, but I'll do my best. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.